winter light, like a long-legged fly upon the stream, his mind moves upon silence. W.B. Yeats, Long-Legged Fly. He was only the pale winter light, listening. He was old. The woman had come, shimmering like a tree reflected in water, and given him eyes. Now she was fading back into forest, where he could not follow. She hated his dreary naps, lies. Eternity yawned into the wavering salt flats of his youth that had meant distance and loneliness and something he could not name. Yawned into the land of the dead, where all the old ghosts stood like statuary with no need for names. His mind, the black edge of a crow's wing. It had been a long winter, a white desert. He was listening. Armies on the move again, and the rice bowls empty. Bodies in the mountains, bulging in rivers. A small man unhoused in a small boat, trying to save his skin. In the palace, a little wine under the indifferent beauty of sky. A little sex, a little death, and the stink of it, rape and the mad dance among fires. Li Bo trudging the hills far from home. As if the sky itself were sluicing down into their slumberous bodies, blue horses in an orange field ablaze in late sun, a kind of paradise of the moment, out of time and therefore holy. At the edge of the field, a shadow, the menace of time. Or is it the face with many lines gazing from the window into the fragrance of horses, the draped manes and long faces of peace in the grass, skin that rippling makes the whole body smile? The woman had shown him this in her broad hips and liquid thighs, the chime of her laugh. He imagined the upthrust cathedral's burden of stone poised impossibly on a mathematical notion, moonlight streaming down through the clear story. All that blood-soaked stone aching to be light, or if not light, wings. Voices glancing off stone muffled in the tall air. Officious whisperers, assorted saints, she off in a corner, encaved in her forest of stone, only the mother of God now, not of the trees and grass. The Oneidas tell their stories only in winter, so that the snakes who hide behind leaves cannot hear them. The way poems are made, so the thugs lurking behind walls with their electronic gadgetry grow blank as river stones. In dreams I return to the hill people's fires and drum circles, speaking my poems to the dark full of sparks and fireflies. A woman lay down like a black river there, in the moonlight, drunk with poets. He came on the rank river of swarming humanity and beautiful ochres, to the gold temple with its leafy chimes, purling the air like the voices of insect angels, the pumpkin-headed, pumpkin-colored monks, anonymous as flowers. A place of exact thoughtlessness, stirred by a single, tremulous note, like the smile of the sky itself. Overhead, in the voluptuary trees, the white-fanged, long-tailed gods and goblins, chuckling like monkeys, in the time before time, in the reign of the tiger. He dreamed these things as the wind blew when the cold deepened, and the shadows behind his face became a gathering of crows arguing with evening. Each caw a vanishing soul, each coal-black eye ironic and insolent. Praise be to the nefarious crow, carrion-eater, squawker, complainer. Praise be to our allotted cup of blood.